Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Here in Ireland, everybody remembers Daniel Tomofte, and it's in my DNA, it's in his DNA. And I don't mind people talking about it, to be honest. It's a good memory.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts, and download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Brief with Deliveroo. Food, we get it.
Good morning, we hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 30th of November. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB World Cup Brief with Deliveroo, as we bring you the latest from Qatar. And what happened yesterday? Well, Group A to start, the Netherlands topping the group, a 2-0 victory over the hosts, Qatar. Cody Gakpo of PSV Eindhoven and Frenkie de Jong with the goals. Gakpo taking his goal very, very well. A real talent, 17 goals and 18 assists for him this season for both club and country. The Dutch, they were always going to win it. They had 63% possession. Qatar were already out, the first host nation to lose all of their group games. Holland will need to improve in the knockout stage, but they go through to play the USA now on Saturday afternoon. The other group game to finish had a bit of a surprise to us. Senegal 2, Ecuador 1. Ecuador played well at the World Cup, but they were quite passive. They were maybe lacking a bit of confidence in this game, and it was there for them. A draw would have been enough, but they got knocked out by Senegalese side, managed by Aliou Cisse, who was the captain back in 2002 when they had their previous best run at a World Cup. They don't have Sadio Mane, but they do have quality players. Idrissa Gueye did play well, but he is suspended now for that game against England in the last 16. Ecuador had had 61% possession, but Senegal getting the goals through Ismaïla Sarr of Watford from the penalty spot, and Chelsea's Kalidou Koulibaly volleying home the winner in the second half. So Ecuador, they'd be disappointed with that they lost that game. Senegal through to the last 16 of the World Cup. What about England? 3-0 over Wales last night. Now, Wales were bloody poor. They were terrible. The 1 point from all of their games, Gareth Bale went off early with an injury, and getting there, I think, was the biggest achievement for Wales at this World Cup. England, it's interesting that Gareth Southgate made changes, like Kyle Walker coming into defence, Jordan Henderson as a shield in midfield, and then the front players, Phil Foden and Marcus Rashford starting, and both of them scoring. Rashford with 2 goals, Foden with the other. And England, who a lot of possession in the first half, but not much penetration in the second half, stepped up a bit and they got those 3 goals and they win the group. They win Group B. So Foden won a free kick, which Rashford dispatched. And Danny Ward, the Wales keeper, was poor for that. And then Foden running in at the end of the second goal. Within a couple of minutes, Harry Kane, the provider for that. So what does Gareth Southgate do with his team selection for this game against Senegal on Sunday evening? A poor campaign for Wales. England had 65% possession, 7 shots on target to 1. You'd have to think that they're going to be in the quarterfinals and England can still win this World Cup. Okay, defensively, there might be some issues there, but going forward, they're very exciting if they can click and if Gareth Southgate can take the handbrake off and if they can make the right decisions in their team. So the other match in that group was a tight affair, the geopolitical battle between Iran and the United States, a 1-0 win for the USA. Christian Pulisic with a brave goal because he was taken out of it by the goalkeeper in the process of scoring, and he was taken to hospital then. So that was before half time. Pulisic taken to hospital with some dizziness and a injury to his abdomen. Will he play against the Netherlands on the weekend? We'll have to wait and see. But he's been really illuminating, Christian Pulisic, and you have to think that he needs to get a better chance at Chelsea or leave Chelsea in the future. Iran played well and had chances, but only 1 shot on target, and the USA are into the knockout stage for the 3rd time in 4 tournaments. And you like to think that with the way they play, the energy, Weston McKennie once again also went off, that they're going to cause the Dutch some problems, because the Dutch have not been that impressive so far at this World Cup. So this is the OTB World Cup Brief in partnership with Deliveroo, delivering matchday meal deals throughout the World Cup. Deliveroo, food, we get it. So today, Group D and Group C to be decided. Group D first up, the both matches at 3 o'clock. Australia, Denmark and France, Tunisia. So we know that France are already through to the last 16 as potentially group winners. And you'd have to think that they're going to be group winners if they can overcome Tunisia. A win or a draw will confirm top spot. Will Kylian Mbappe be rested? The first ever competitive meeting of France and Tunisia. Mbappe has scored 50 goals for club and country this year. What will he do? He made a lot of changes, Deschamps, with his defence the other day with Koundé, Varane and Theo Hernandez all playing. What will he do? Will he freshen this up? I remember the last World Cup, the goalless draw, probably the worst game of the tournament, which was France's last game. But you'd expect it qualifies winners out of this group. The other match is really the interesting one because Australia, having beaten Tunisia, are now ahead of Denmark in the group. They'll qualify with a draw if Tunisia lose or draw against France, and Denmark have to win the game. Simple as that. And Denmark have really been blunt in attack. They haven't been, like, they haven't scored more than 2 goals at a World Cup game since 2010. They failed to win any of their last 5 World Cup games. And the Socceroos start the games well. They started well against France before they were overrun, but they started well against Tunisia and that was enough for them to win. So Denmark, no injury concerns. What are they going to do up front? Are they going to switch it around again? Because the rest of the team is good. And what are we going to see? So Denmark against Australia. Aaron Moy, Christian Eriksen, Pierre-Emil Højbjerg, a lot of these players that we would know from English and Scottish football in these teams. So that's what's going on in Group D, both of those matches at 3 o'clock. Then in Group C, the games kick off at 7. Poland, Argentina, Lionel Messi, Robert Lewandowski all on show. Poland need a draw. They're leading the group at the moment. They might play an extra midfielder in that case. And the 21-year-old Enzo Fernandez, he's in contention to start for L'Albi Celeste. And Messi has scored in his last 6 games for Argentina. We saw how his goal against Mexico the other night really sparked Argentina to win that game 2-0. And Argentina know that, just look, win the game. I think that's the key thing for them. But they will also qualify with a draw if Saudi Arabia draw against Mexico. And they'll qualify with a draw unless Mexico win by 4 goals or more. So it is in Argentina's hands, but you don't want a situation, if you're an Argentina fan, that you're second in this group and playing France in the last 16, as they did at the last World Cup and got beaten with Mbappe's brilliance. So that's what Argentina are going to try and avoid if they can beat Poland today. The other match, as I said, there, Saudi Arabia-Mexico. Saudi Arabia, who won their opening game against Argentina, will qualify with a win this evening. They can top the group as well with a win if Poland and Argentina draw. Mexico have to win the game. They've been quite poor in this World Cup so far. They might bring Edson Alvarez into the team again, and Raul Jimenez of Wolves could start. But Mexico, just 5 shots on target in 2 matches. For the Saudis, captain Salman Al-Farraj is out with a shin injury. That's the World Cup today. 4 games. Really looking forward to it. Hope you enjoy them as well, folks. As always, we're back on your radio on News Talk from 7 o'clock this evening. And we're back with the next installment of the OTB World Cup Brief with Deliveroo. First thing tomorrow morning.
The OTB Brief with Deliveroo. Food, we get it.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.